Let's welcome back our very important puzzler, Jim Gaffigan.
Thanks. Thanks, you guys. That means thank you. Well, it'd be weird if they didn't clap, right? If they're like, here's Jim Gaffigan, you're like, oh, let's see.
Well, here we go. You are familiar with the latest trend, the dad bod?
Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah?
Yes.
How do you feel about it?
I feel like for every David Beckham, there's a lot of dad bods.
I mean, you make a name for yourself writing material about food and, like, not healthy food, right? Hot dogs, bacon, hot pockets, cake. Do you ever get any backlash from health nuts that are like, you need to send a better message out there?
My wife, my lovely wife, yep. We wrote a book that was decidedly not health-focused, and there was an ongoing debate for a month. She wanted me to include a disclaimer at the beginning that said, no one should eat like this. So, yeah, there's definitely, you know, there are definitely people that are think that I'm a proponent of unhealthy eating. I'm like the opposite of Michelle Obama.
Right. And it's true that you predicted a menu item at Dunkin' Donuts, what, like 10 years ago in a comedy act?
I prefer the term profit. food profit, if you will. I mean, it is frightening because in the joke, I commented that someone at Dunkin' Donuts was hearing this joke and was going to follow up and do it. And they did it.
Which is the glazed donut breakfast sandwich,
yes.
Is what...
Yes.
Have you tasted the glazed donut bacon sandwich?
Yes, I have. I've been to a state fair. it's not America's proudest moment. But it shows that innovation is still alive. Sure, the Silicon Valley is doing important stuff, but what about the fast food companies? They're doing some good.
Well, your quiz is naturally about foods that help you get the dad bod you've always dreamed of.
I hope I do well on this.
You're going to do great.
I've done enough research. Right?
If you get enough correct, Megan Byers of Anchorage, Alaska is going to be sent and ask me another prize.
I'm ready.
Okay, so here is some fun facts. The package of what Kellogg's breakfast pastry carries the following warning. Due to possible risk of fire, never leave your toasting appliance or microwave unattended.
Lego waffles.
Lego waffles?
I don't know.
That's
I don't
a
know
good
brands.
Idea.
Like, I love how people are disappointed. They're like, you know what? This guy's a charade. He pretends to eat horribly, but he doesn't know the packaging.
Pop-Tarts is what we were
going
Pop-Tarts.
For. Oh, Pop-Tarts?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I feel disappointed. I should have... I feel like I let America down a little bit. It is amazing, you know, having over 1,000 children to see, because my wife, you know, does not buy, like, Pop-Tarts, but, you know, inevitably they come across it, and they're baffled. They're amazed. They're like, why aren't we eating these all the time? It's kind of like when you have a kid from New York City and they visit Los Angeles. They're like, why don't we live here? Right. Why would we be living there when the business you work in is here?
According to their official websites, which of these foods has the most calories? Is it A, one classic Cinnabon roll? B, one McDonald's double quarter pounder with cheese?
Delicious.
Or a half family tray of KFC extra crispy tenders with a biscuit and a 12-ounce Dr. Pepper?
I'll have all of those. All right, so let's break this down.
All right.
First of all, we all know that Cinnabons are lethal, right?
Yep.
But that's where you're trying to trick me.
Could be.
And then what's the second one?
Double quarter pounder with cheese.
Delicious. And then there's that KFC stuff. By the way, the good people at KFC sent me an enormous painting of me with Colonel Sanders.
What?
And I have material about KFC bowls, but, you know, it's not like I'm this huge advocate. Maybe they were like, this guy's eating himself to death. Let's send him a painting. It's gotta be the Cinnabon.
It is the Cinnabon. Yeah. 880 calories in one classic Cinnabon.
Oh, everyone
roll.
Act like they've never eaten one. Like, whoa, unbelievable. I only go to Wolfgang Puck and get a salad. I've never even smelled one.
Yeah, the healthy choice is the double quarter pounder with cheese.
Delicious.
Yeah. All right, this is your last question. In 2004, a Pittsburgh man named Carl Grady unsuccessfully sued the makers of what snack, claiming that the triangular chips were so hard and had such sharp corners, they tore his little gentle esophagus.
I think we all know this answer.
Yes,
all right, triangles. The go-to thing is you would go to Doritos, right? But I think Cheez-Its might be triangle. No? Well, there's a version of it. It's got to be Doritos.
It is Doritos.
Yes. Got to be Doritos.
I have seen those three, just the 3D. I think they make it.
We had them. Our kids had a piano recital, and like responsible parents, we went into Subway and got them some chips. And
good
my
parents.
Kids got like the healthy kind of ones, and I got the 3D ones because I have the soul of a 10-year-old. And delicious chemicals. That's what I would say. Jonathan, you're nodding. You've had them.
Doritos, I was with you on the double quarter pounder with cheese.
Yeah.
It's my favorite McDonald's
yes.
burger. Absolutely. And Doritos, I would have any flavor of Dorito.
Yeah.
Sight unseen. Put it in my mouth. I want to eat it. It's going to be delicious. I guarantee.
You did amazing. You were perfect.
Thanks
so congratulations.
So thank you so much. Thanks so much, you guys.
You and Megan Byers both get an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube. One more time for our VIP, Jim Gaffigan.